in Siman Shin Chav Tes Sif Vav. Kusim Shitzara Al Hayoros Yisrael. So they besiege the Jewish town, and Imbo Al Iskei Moment. If their intent was to basically rob the town. So we can't fight them because they're just coming to take money. However, Baal is going to force they have intent to kill life, obviously. A filu stam, or even a case where it's stam, which you don't know because we there was a possibility they might attack. Zion, we go out with weaponry. Machalin aleim is a Shabbos. Ubeir hasmucha al lesaper, a city which is near the border, the outer borders of the Jewish state. So these cities are very critical cities. So even if the goyim come and take over the city without killing anybody, but now they opened up a hole in the protection of the state. Feel the boy aliski tevin rakash are just coming to collect straw. We resist them with Chilul Shabbos if necessary. They're planning to come, so we're allowed to go out preemptively and attack them on Shabbos.
I think there's a leak in this thing. Should I go check it out? It might be, I think it's right over the Aron Kodesh. I just want to make sure it's not too bad.
Can you hear? Aliskei moment. You'd pay. The Mishul has a moment like Hutzur Yitzur Shabbos because the person doesn't lose money. We're not going to be matter Chilul Shabbos. Philistam. We don't know why they're coming. Stop with the Foshes. The possibility they might come and be in the Foshes. That's not to be made. The Sapper is by the border.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Stop with the Foshes. The Huckle. Any potential possibility of danger. Since it's a stam, we don't know what they're coming for. They might attack and kill people. So we are allowed to fight them. The Sapper is the border. Yerushim Avdelis Ben Gavul Yisrael Gavul She Yisrael Dorim Bar the Gavul Hav the Gavulim. The city which represents the end of the border where the Jews live, and the next place over is where the goyim live, and this acts as a barrier. Rashid and Shem Yilkudua, if they do capture the city, Misham Tehei Ha'aretz Noichel Likavash Tefneim. Now the country will be easier to capture. Use that as a base to attack and capture the country. Philobo, Kishakol Yodse Sharotzim Lavoi, Avishlabo Adayin, Mutalubash Kizayin, Lishmer Bala. They haven't come yet. You hear a rumor that they're coming. You're allowed to put on your weaponry, at least to protect the city. Well, also Kobir, and you can send out the message on the city that people should come to protect. Keshal Yavoyu, they medata gimme pikul nevish, vinza aration amikoch. So we don't wait for the final details of pikul nevish. We say if there's any possibility, it's going to be. We have to make. Okay. Zion. Yesh Mishaimer, Shwizman Hazeh. Feel the Boal Iske moment, they're coming out into a Jewish city. Okay. We're Mechal Shabbos to stop them. Shimlo Yechenu Yisrael Lishloi. We're afraid that one of the Jews will try and stop them from taking the money. We'll love us in mind. And then, again, they're going to kill him. Have you seen the Foshes? It really depends on what the situation is. But Tessayan, we're afraid if the Jew doesn't let him take the money, they're going to kill him. They're coming against a large group. Well, you're to lead to them and mine. We argue. One of the Jews will try and stop, fight back, and we might kill him. Chen Hami Kimoy Shabal is gonna fush. Okay, well, Yachid. But if it's one person, they say, listen, I'm allowed to Michal Shabbos to set to fight it back because they might kill me if I refuse to give the money. So I'm a Michal Shabbos. I have a better deal. Don't refuse the money. Right? So over there, Yaniach Likach Mamayner, Bala Yachalu, it's a Shabbos. Let them take the money and don't be Michal Shabbos. Kalfinyan, Halfi Masha Mashayar Kasan, Upach Zusan. According to what the person, they estimate the anger of the Goyim. Pachzus and other hachas is unpredictability, that they're in a wild mood. That the hayayim kishabohu mehaumas shechus v'uleinu lishlo shlal below his boss. Interesting piece over here, Mr. Brewer. One of these Mr. Brewers, which you're not sure how much he means it. He wrote it for the government censors. You know, do you really mean it or not? He says, nowadays, so we're living in a non-Jewish country, and but we have a responsibility to the non-Jewish country, but we to take capture booty, lovois, boz, which is all different types of booty. We go out with weaponry, even to protect the money. Because that's the law of the government.
So, assuming the government owns all the real estate and all the homes?
Right, or whatever level the responsibility the government puts on them, if the Gaza neighbors are going out to war to fight with the enemy, and the Jewish people are saying, sorry, it's Shabbos, we're actually not going, it's a very dangerous place for the Jews to be. Okay? So he's saying, therefore, there's always a potential for it end up being impacted. Let's say the home country wins, but they're going to take out their vengeance on the Jews. Why didn't you come help?
Right? They can't win, I guess, either way.
The Jews?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. He said there's always there's an inherent danger to the Jewish life. We're not going to help the goy. Then he says in this piece of in the bottom, it says, "Karn ifsik b'gemora dinu d'machusa dinu." And the Gemara says that the law of the government is a law. Now the Gemara says whether the government is a law does not mean to override an issur of the Torah. So it comes to discussing financial matters. The government has the right to institute financial laws, etc. But they have a right to say you have to go fight on Shabbos. There's no such power to be dinner if it was a dinner. There is this other, we make a calculation, you know, that it might backfire against the Jews if we have to decide. But to find the counts of dinner if it was a dinner over here sounds like he was doing it because of the censor.
Even in Issa Darabanan, if the...
If there wouldn't be any of this kashash of, it impacted negatively back on the Jews, and therefore being dangerous, your din mechusa din would not be matir.
But how did this previous halacha never make it out into the neighborhoods? Because it says, you know, it's better not to fight against them if they're just coming to take your money. Let them take the money. It seems like we could have been, I'm sure we were robbed many times, straight up, without us defending ourselves. This seems like a very popular din that the nations would have used to steal money on Shabbos.
I hear.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they needed too much motivation.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Jews are going to be bad, so let's go do it. You know, Jews are not going to be active, let's go do it. You know.
Can't wait. Okay.
Okay. Ches. Haroya Svino Shiesh Bo Yisrael Hamatrevis Bayam. The ship is being battered out in the sea, and we know there's Jews on the boats. In the Harshart, where we have a river which is a rushing river, there's a non-Jewish bandit, even it was a Jewish bandit, and he's trying to overpower another Jew. He's running after him. You can do Chilul Shabbos to save these people. So it says it was non-Jewish. It was non-Jewish anos. Who then? Israel would be a Jewish anos. If the Jew realizes this guy, whether he's, you know, is not the biggest tzaddik in the world, it's very possible that he might decide to kill the Jew. Then let's see them in Hampshire. And I'll prove it to you that there's a halacha in the Gemara that if Reuven is running after Shimon, Shimon is allowed to turn around and kill Reuven. And any person who's standing there is allowed to kill Reuven, because Reuven is a roidev. We don't know what he's going to do to Shimon. So you're allowed to kill him, to stop him. So if that's the situation, we got to be there. So obviously, that will be Michal Shabbos. He's being chased by a poisonous snake or by a bear, so it also is mitzvah to save them, no matter how many melachos are involved. Kedei lahatzilom, you mechal shabbos in order to save them. What about by doing? Saving them, I'm going to endanger my own life. And I'm going to endanger my own life in order to save the life of this other person. We have a rule in Gemara says that a person's own life goes first. So I'm not going to give up my life for somebody else's life.
Make them risk it.
Well, now, Vafilu Sovik Sakana Nami. So you say, listen, this guy's vada in danger. I'm only suffering in danger. So his vada should override myself. No, that's not true. You are not mukhiv to endanger yourself, even possibly endanger yourself to save somebody else's life. You can't say you can't do it. You're not mukhiv to do it.
So the time, I guess the only time we would say it was being isser is if it was sure that. But, to save him, you would end up certainly putting you would certainly die. That would be an issur, I'm guessing.
If right, prison does not have a right to go kill himself to save somebody else's life.
Okay.
Ulam tzarach lishkol hadorim hetev. The yesh b'saf is a kona. Lo b'data b'yosur k'yosur shomro b'madata atzum b'kach boli dekach. You know, some people are overly zealous in protecting their personal health. They say, well, you know, it's very possible that if I get involved, something bad happened to me, you know. Like, you have to be honest that the chances of that happening are very minimal, and the person's going to be helped, you should go help. And the Gemara says, a person who's too careful in this concept of making sure that he goes first, eventually, you know, the more it's a case of a person who doesn't give stock because he's worried about taking care of himself and holding on to his money. And worse, as a person so worried like that, eventually becoming out. That's what you're worried about, that's what you'll end up becoming. So it's not worth it. So same thing over here, the person, this similar kind of concept, we'll try that idea that the person trying to protect his life by not getting involved in anybody, every putting himself out to save anybody, eventually his life will be in the, you know. Test. The person who goes out to save, to fight, to protect the city, he's allowed to come back. Because Chazal said, if you don't let him come back, next time there's an urge for arms, ain't nobody going to go. So listen, you went outside the tchum, because the tchum level, this person goes outside the tchum, there's a hat to raise, so once you go out, you can't come back. That's all it is. Stay over there. Middle of the fort, middle of the field, you know, rest of Shabbos. No food, no nothing. Just stay there. I'm not going out next time. Right? We say that I mean it would allow him to do malacha deraisa because this is all part of the needs of the kanas tefoshes, and they come back even with their weaponry. We shouldn't be mashal them and cause them to stumble and make a mistake the next time, which is they won't want to go out and fight at all.
Is there something with Hatzalah about that?
So the halacha is that any time the situation is the person might need it again on Shabbos. So that's part of the potential sikana. So like the whole solar workers, you know, ambulances, they come back with all their equipment, etc. Then they're going to be called for another call, and they're going to need all of the equipment. So that's not a problem. So over here, the same thing. You come back. The Mor says you can't leave your weapon. So you go leave. Turns out, oh, sure. Let's leave all of our arm. You know, the weapon, the swords. You know, the guy says, great. You know, thank you very much. And he comes after attacks you. Like, it's not an option leaving the weapons there. We did what the purpose of the woman is about to give birth. She's giving birth as if she's in a life-threatening situation. We Mechal Shabbos all the Yoledis' needs. Karen Lo Chachoma, we call a midwife, even to travel beyond the tomb, one place to another place. She helps the birth. We light a candle that should be light there. It gives her more of a look than ever. She's not a dark place. She feels more relaxed. Even if the woman who's giving birth is blind, so she can't really tell if there's a nair about it. So for her, why should we light in here? She says that if she knows that a nair is lit, she can't tell. If she knows a nair is lit, she's going to be more relaxed because the people around her can see if there's any, see, you know, notice anything dangerous and take care of it. So she'll say anything which will increase her menuchas and nefesh, we're going to be matir. Come on, come. But kol ma'ashechel mishano is mishanin. So we saw before when they're dealing with a full fledged, outright sekanas nefashis. There's no chiyuv of doing a shira. But the Mishnah, even that, there brought a machloikis. It's possible if you can do it with a shira, and it will not add any time at all, doing it with a shira, doing that not with a shira, you should do it with a shira. Otherwise, you say, don't add any time.
Even for derabanans, we say, do it with a shinoi?
Derabanans, we don't need to do it with a shira. But in general, by chalashiyesh with sakana, by the rices, you don't need a shira, except if it's not. There's no major difference. And over here, a Yoledis, you know, we give her the dinner of the Raisa, that she's in Chalash Yeshua Sekhana, first she's in Chalash Yeshua the Raisa, but still, it's not the same level of urgency, same level of vados of a Sekhana as the Sekhanas we dealt with before. So therefore, Shinui should be employed whenever possible.
For Yoledis. Because it's not as severe as a Mamish
right.
Suffolk Nefashis, like a guy's having a heart attack.
Right.
And what's the definition of a Yoledis?
What point is called Yoledis? We'll see that in Sif Gimel. Yoledis and Sif Gimel, however, Lakli, Mevi'el, Chaberta, Tolu Bissaro, Mechiko Yetzim Zet. So do with the Shinu, so they have to transport a Kli to Rishas and Rabbim, so a woman, instead of carrying her hand, which would be the Raisa, instead the woman carries it hanging in her hair. That's definitely a Shinu, and that's what we want.
Do we say that driving is a melacha d'oraisa?
Driving on Shabbos is a melacha d'oraisa.
So maybe even though you're doing it with your foot, since that's a normal way of doing it.
That's a derech. That's how you make this fire.
So you're doing havara?
Havara. So mikra that the person could drive on Shabbos. The problem is, anything you do with a shira, you can do with a shira. Anything which you don't have to do, you don't do. So, President Mechiv to Yoledis specifically, for sure he's Mechiv to try and minimize the Chil B'Shav as much as possible. So, some person says he shouldn't make any turn signals. By daytime, you shouldn't have the lights on, etc. So, it becomes a little more problematic. And then, if the person for tzarech, the chayla needs to get the person to the hospital within X amount of minutes. So the further, the more you press on the pedal, the quicker, either the quicker the RPMs are, and there's a lot of times the piston fires, which means the havara, or the more fuel which goes in there. So the more force, either one's going to be a problem. So you can't, you know, the person needs to go get their woman safely within a time frame which is necessary. He needs to do 60, he shouldn't be doing 85. You know, so I tell people that I mean, whatever person can't, he doesn't know, so as far as he knows, you know, she has no time lapse, and can't take. Whenever you get a non-Jewish driver, it's just much easier. Non-Jewish driver, a lot of time straight, drive. Makes life much easier. Aleph, Mr. Brewer, is a cotton aleph. Mechalin, can be in Haroi, the Isha Shakir, the Kedish Kes. So she should have all of her items that she needs with her before in the ninth month of Elul. Therefore, the Shabbat is not only dosim b'Shabbos; she might give her b'Shabbos. But it's tarif b'chalos Shabbos. Instead of saying I don't have whatever she needs for take care of her needs as she's giving birth, so instead of having a situation where now on Shabbos they'll have to go across to the neighbor and carry him Shitzur Rabin and bring something across the street. Get it before Shabbos and put it in the house.
We should arrange for a Goy Gemach for Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So you should.
For pregnant women.
It's much, much better. Well,
guys,
much
phone call, ask, you pay him $50.
So people tell me the mushul. They ask about a doula or a relative going
along. What?
A doula or a relative going along. So I said, you know, this is halacha. Anything which will cause, anyone will enhance the patient's relaxation and calm them is mutter.
Pick her up.
Right? So, but if the mother could stay there for Shabbos with them as opposed to driving out of the way, we have to have her stay there for Shabbos. As you're saying, you should prepare all of the needs that you need. But one of the needs is to have this woman go with. So bring her there for Shabbos.
So maybe you shall stay by a hotel next door to the hospital.
In the Dover house. Opposite, I had a person who came to me once that, they're giving birth over here, in the hospital over here. They want to go to Baltimore for Shabbos. And the whole thing, like the end of the night. I said, no. Because you're right, the renewal is actually increased using the regular doctor instead of opposed to some other doctor in some hospital in Baltimore. So therefore, they're going to, and I said, hey, you're going to get a taxi driver who's going to drive you all over to Baltimore. You're going to drive yourself. Oh, yeah, I'll drive myself. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, so that's what you plan to do, stay local.
But we don't say that the Isha is not mechuyavus to leave the house. But what about, but we say that the help of Zeret is, or the doula, or the mother-in-law, or whatever. You're mechuyav to bring her over to your house.
Yeah, if you want to have extra things, you're mazim before Shabbos. You're not mechuyav to go and leave your state where you're safe, where you feel comfortable, to go and sit on the park bench. Sit on the park bench right next to the hospital, much easier. No, I'm allowed to stay in my house. So I'm comfortable in my house. I'm mechuyav to get a hospital. If I want to go gallivanting around town, picking up the doula and the mother and the this and that, I mean, someone's going to ask them. Say, no, bring the doula. The doula is not going to leave her house either. Right? You should try to minimize as much as you can. So if you can bring the mother-in-law here, you bring the mother-in-law here. You mark on the walk, I feel a little close to the corner. We're in Sinish and Lamed, Sif, Kut, and Beis. So the midwife can travel, even means traveling outside of the tchum. And even if tchum the rice, the mirabonim tchum is 2,000 amos, which is also known as a mill. In a rice, there's a tchum the rice, according to the Bikiba, we passed the Bikiba, that there's tchum the rice is 3 parsis. Parsis is 4 mil. So 3 times 4. 3 parsa times 4 mil is 12 mil. So The Tchum D'Raisa is 12 times as long as the Tchum D'Rabbana. Kesef Katan Gibel. There you can light the candle. And we'll light that night time. Abishak Haber said, Yerkes Latsis Lo Kol HaDorom HaNitzrochim Lo. The midwives and the women which are attending her know exactly what they're doing and they don't necessarily need a lot of light. The patient, the woman is in the birthing process, is much more comfortable with that if it's light than when it's dark. That's also what. Because the Shalom, therefore the Shalom, which one of the Shalom on the side, on the end, and the Shalom, writes, Shemhoch, I feel like I'm a Maris Klum, but my Koma ain't a Maris Klum. She doesn't request it. The member doesn't request it. You can still light it. You still light it. Why Mir Locha?
Are you coming to say that on an overcast day you can't light a candle?
Right, unless the person would feel it was so dark that they can't see.
See what happens tonight.
Even though he said Imhu Laila?
I think so. I'm saying, you call it Fanyan, whatever the reality is, it is. Zakti Mishnah Berutah, and so even if the woman who's giving birth is blind, so you're still allowed to light a candle. Ah, she doesn't say anything. I'll be just there, let's shake a time on now. She's enveloped in darkness. She still feels more relaxed when the candle is lit. Why? The Kaomra, she says to herself, but she has a woman attending her, and they are sighted, they are not blind. So she says to herself, well, if the light's on, they'll notice the problems. Take care of me. The light's off, then I can notice. She means this: the lighting of the nail there is not directly involved in refuah. We can is mechalan the kimlo rabbanon the yisubei daita your letters he knows the mistak to brought malavo. That Chazal said, at least by your letters, the feeling of being unrelaxed, concerned, can exacerbate her position to the point of sakadas emotions. Therefore, lighting the nair, making her feel more confident and relaxed, is considered a valid need for Kalusha.
That's a. What, is it because it's a Suffolk?
Until they come and get their own chairs.
What? Is it a Suffolk, Sakana Safashas? Her not being relaxed?
Correct. There's a potential for us to come. Okay, Mishana. Whether you can do with the shiner or differently, you do with differently. If you don't have a sinner, you should have a sinner, you should have a sinner. You have a good number, but you're a shiner. You're dealing with a sinner, you don't need a shiner. That's a halakha shiner. Then she can aim, how you let us double tibi who. Menachas mi elef mesa machas later. Because mir bala shash. My Rebbe says, I mentioned to you that even though my stamas are kind of Mishana, but by your lettuce, which it's considered a halachically sakana, but the percentages are very minimal. So I said, if you can do with the shina, you do with the shina. It's not causing any time lapse with the machinery. However, we shouldn't be generating a time lapse through this shinui process. That already might be a danger in your life. So we don't do you would not need a shinui in that situation. Love the plea. You bring a kli containing oil to help smooth on the woman to help her later, whatever it is. You carry it totally beside her, hanging in her hair. She looked at her. I see him. It's not the normal way to carry something. The ain't keen shoes. I was holding her up on it. Is that all of? He tells her Hashem and Besaru. I mean, Mr. Brewer says, well, I have a better idea. Yeah, why don't, instead of carrying the kli with oil, have the woman saturate her hair with oil, which is sort of like tufas in the hair, then walk over it and then squeeze it out of her hair and give it to the Yoled. Alright, I'm going to do that. She says, no, it's better to carry the kli. Is that other that's referred Me'im Tosuk Hashem and Basara with Tobi Etzla, Batisfina Sasara? She'll anoint her hair, then transport it across, and then squeeze out her hair. The Hosad Ika Oid Isura Vestito. There's an Isura, you're adding an Isura squeezing out the hair. Hamafopi, Shane Dave Skita Basara, the Hiyub. Skita Basara, squeezing out hair is none of the rice, it's only their bottom. The welcome about it, Osu Mashu Shus.
20 years from now, when she's
so, trying to get a carrying it, the shinoi is also a shmus. Over here, carrying in the hair and then squeezing it out of the sushmus.
That'll be the reason.
Okay. She can just put the only a little bit of oil, she just sort of like makes her hand full of oil, and then that's better than any other option.
Okay.
Bays. Kusis and the Yaldan is on the shadows. We do not attend to a Kusis of the person child. So the Shabur Ches. Kusis and the Yaldan. I feel the scar.
I'm sorry.
You haven't seen any pay for this. For the Chol and the Yaldan. Shuever. The word we are there since the Shabur. We are afraid if we don't attend to them, they're going to have an anger against the Jews. We might attack the Jews.
They're
from weekdays. Okay, so you're allowed to do it for pay. We can respond to them and say, listen, you know, you understand our religion doesn't allow us, allows us to do that. I mean, the Chol Shabbos doesn't keep Shabbos, don't keep Shabbos. The Chol Shabbos, you. That's just the answer. You still don't keep Shabbos. Right? That's why Shabbos is different. Therefore, because I'm going to run, the mark of the Kilimech is the Eber Gambach Yagam. Shari Imein Bochil. In a place where Eber would be applicable, even in a scenario where, in other words, they're not going to accept your explanation about Shah. She allowed him to yale if there's no Chil. So the Mishnah Berurah that right from him is name. I feel like Yosef Sharon in on his heart was them. Cloud. Myself, Shabbos, and Nice and Conversals, the rabbis of the Chabad. They travel long distances. So the Marapa non Jews. And again, you have in your censorship. He added in non Jews referring to going, which I read about in India. Of course, the government here we would help. That was the ancient thing to write. We're not going to help them. Again, the censor see that and throw it back at the Jews. But Heisman, they write the prescription. The shachikin, they grind some of the herbs. They have no head to do such a thing. If they have the butter of the Chol Shabbos, be Yisrael Rabbanu, we should Eva, bein of the Rabbanu. Because of the concern of Eva, of the anger, you're allowed to be Chol Yisrael Rabbanu, Avagam Zayin Abor, Ayin, the Rabbanu. So the rice of Abadi also the Kuliyama and the Chol Shabbos Kimurim Heim Memezid Hashem Yishmurim. So that do that a bit of the Chol Shabbos the rice that's it. But the mice of Rashi says that we're allowed to do it. Because the concern of the aim over here is such that it gets out the Jewish doctrine refused to attend to non-Jews and Shabbos. The backlash will be so dangerous that it will endanger Jewish lives. It's not even the Chol Shabbos.
Okay. Your lettuce, a of at what point is the woman considering your lettuce that full of Shabbos is not permitted? Now, the Shavir points out that there are certain things which the action can be done on the spot. And they birth, the woman will give birth at home. Right? So you need to do action X for her, light and dare. Well, wait till she's going to have the birth, light and dare then.
Wait till what?
Wait till she has a halacha somewhere and your letters. But you can't wait to call the midwife until she gets to this point. By the time you get the midwife gets her, she needs to wait. So obviously you have to call earlier. So that would be as much as you feel necessary. Okay, but these are some of the things which you can pull them out of the spot. So what does that mean? Hey, Shabbat Mashper. Option one is she's sitting on the birthing stool already. Her water has broken and the liquid is coming out. The blood is coming out. And Mishosha covers out. How is she talking for herself? She really got to the point that she can't walk on her own. She needs to be supported. Kim Shagira, FMA, we got to the point where what we see has occurred. The Talon Alev is a Shabbos. So we fill the Shabbos, and that's when we reach the point where she's here. Yes, FMA. Again, that will be an extra assessment. You can be eagle. Things should be done immediately. The hockey. Sorry, what happened actually here? After the giving some money for Ava. Getting to the point where one of these things, some money for Ava. The tree is the Homo, she called the midwife, and Bakam Lakas, she walked him up at the distance. She got it. She happened actually for Ava. He's out for Bakam Lakas. She might come too late. You wait to this point. Came to show some past the Kunderais, it's 43 or so, and she's not a Yoletis yet. So what are you doing? You're a Makal Shabbos for something not a Yoletis. No, it's part of the needs. You want to do that.
What is the birthing stool? What's a, it's like a stool set up around
that? It was set up that it would be something along the lines that they had a red shire. The GYNs in their office. So a person lying, the back part is lower down, so they can make use of the child.
The measurements are correct.